Ginger by Christabel Mattingly. Hugo adored Ginger. Ginger was soft and snuggly. Ginger was clever and cuddly. Ginger was furry and friendly and fun. Hugo knew Ginger was the best rabbit in the world. Snowdrop was white as meringue and pretty as a rose. Tomboy was black as licorice and bold as a crow. Harriet thought her rabbits were the best in the world. The children's mother loved all the rabbits, and she loved the other animals too, just as much as Hugo and Harriet did. Murphy the Labrador and Lulu the Poodle, Martha the Tortoiseshell and Samuel the Tabby. But the children's father didn't have much time for animals. He didn't like dog hairs on his clothes or dog lick on his hands, and he simply abominated dog droppings on his lawn. Cats made him sneeze. And as for rabbits, if one of them so much as nibbled a pansy or nipped a parsley sprig, he would frown and rumble. But Hugo loved to let them out of their hutch to frisk on the grass and frolic through the bushes. So he spent hours in the garden keeping watch on the rabbits. He loved to watch Ginger scamper across the lawn and hide behind a clump of daisies. He loved to listen to his sharp little teeth chomping the clover and munching the thistles. He loved to watch the ginger whiskers twitch, the pink nose sniff, the long silky ears quiver, alert and listening. Ginger, so alive and so inquisitive. Ginger the adventurer. When the family went to the country for the weekend, Martha and Samuel stayed at home. Cats like home best and the neighbours will look after them, the children's mother said. But dogs need exercise, so we must take Murphy and Lulu. And Hugo and Harriet will fret without the rabbits, she told their father. So we must take Ginger, Snowdrop and Tomboy. Plenty of rabbits in the country, their father growled. But not like Ginger, Dad, said Hugo. Please, Dad, Harriet pleaded. All right, then, their father grumbled.